North Battleford, the former RCMP building, located at 1962 100th Street, is potentially being turning into low-income housing, with on-site refuse the first target in addressing the property's problems. "We're looking forward to the building being fixed up," said James Johansson, Director of Engineering, Planning, Asset Management and Infrastructure, adding that a servicing agreement and security deposit is required to ensure compliance regarding site cleanliness and completion of work. The plan is to build three residential units on the second floor, which falls under the zoning bylaw as a discretionary use. Adjacent properties were notified June 26, and feedback was requested until July 10. The approval depends on a service agreement between the applicant and the city, including a $3,000 security deposit. This agreement aims to keep the construction site clean, complete landscaping and fix parking areas. "There is a pile of rubbish building up on the back. We want the ability and have some helpers and security to be able to get that cleaned up in the next day or two," added Johansson. Johansson clarified that while temporary street closures may occur during the renovation period, they will adhere to standard procedures with no permanent closures anticipated. Mayor David Gillen emphasized on the potential to transform a prominent but neglected site. "When a building's empty, and it's on the main street, it looks really awful, and doesn't look good when people drive into the city. I'm glad that the owners of that building are now encouraged by the economy in North Battleford, and Saskatchewan in general. We have a number of private investors putting money into the city now, so we're encouraged by that," Gillen said. The redevelopment project aims not only to restore the building's aesthetic appeal but also to ensure that the surrounding areas, including the parking lot, are maintained to a high standard. "It's really minor stuff. We want the building to look good," Johansson concluded.